What's on Tap, brought to you by Laguna Beach Beer Company.
That's right, What's on Tap every Friday. It is naturally a radio DJ's absolute favorite thing to do on the air. Drink some beer and taste some good food from Laguna Beach Beer Company. Rob's here as he is every week. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I know you've got emails to check and a life to lead, but you're here serving beer.
Here for the love of beer.
I'm very grateful. Rob tried to cancel today and I didn't let him.
Yes.
Just so the world knows.
Hold me to it. Do it.
Alyssa's here, our afternoon DJ music director. Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, how are you?
Most of the time, and you might attest to this, if somebody tries to cancel on us, we're thrilled.
Yeah.
Because we have busy days and it's like, awesome.
Definitely,
I could use a free hour.
Food and beer, why would we want that?
I would never allow that.
So. Not happening.
So how are things, buddy? How's it going over there?
It's going well. Just the weather's turning around, so business is starting to pick up, and I think we're all grateful for that. Some new beers being brewed this week, but nothing releasing today.
Okay.
But got some old favorites for us.
Well, I mean, you guys definitely keep yourselves on a tight schedule of trying to get a new beer out every Friday, which I imagine is difficult.
Yes.
So I'm impressed that you even get close to that.
Yeah, Brendan's a magician when it comes to brewing.
Totally. And I do want to shout out to the St. Patrick's Day menu. Okay. My wife and I went there last Sunday. We had the corned beef tacos. Dude. Things were insane.
They hit the spot.
So good. Yeah. I introduced myself. Who's the guy who's almost always there at the counter?
There's Spencer and there's Andrew. Andrew probably. Or Reed.
I think it was, I don't know. Reed maybe?
Reed used to wear
seems
Tommy's.
Familiar.
Yeah.
I ordered a beer, then I said, I'm Irish, because I felt proud of that day, and he didn't really care. But
we're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't really matter.
No.
So what should we eat or drink first today? Alyssa, you choose.
Ooh, do we pair well with any of these?
Of course. They all work well actually. So, you just pick your order.
Let's go beer than food. That goes with the beer.
All right.
Typically how I start my day.
All right. What are we cracking open?
This is the Orange Crush.
Cool.
This is our cream ale, which has 12 pounds orange zest, 1/2 pound vanilla. We've tasted it before here, but today it actually is now available in nitro form as well. So two forms that's being poured in the tap room right now.
Yeah.
In the tap room, the nitro version has that softer mouthfeel, the smaller bubbles, and as Tyler likes to hear me say, creamy mouthfeel.
Hey, you say it every week, and I can't go without it. All right, let's crack it. I'll cut the sound.
Wait for it.
Wonderful.
Best moment of the week. All right. So I know that, some beer experts might already know the answer to this, but why don't you tell us anyway, what does it mean to have a nitro beer and why is that different than a regular carbonated beer?
Okay. Brewers will often, typical standard beer is with carbonation of CO2. The nitrogen gas alternative is going to have the smaller bubbles. What it typically does is it actually showcases more of the grain bill. So you get a lot more of the malt forward flavors. So they'll typically only do it to stouts or some other malt driven beer to give you a lot more of the malt grain. And you can't hide anything in this beer.
Sure.
It's definitely up front for you and it mellows out some of the spices sometimes and the hoppiness.
So is this the nitro version?
This is the regular CO2
version. This is the regular version, yeah.
We don't have those little widgets or to do the nitrogen pour in a can.
Mm-hmm. You need like the shaky ball thing, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
That's what it's called, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the technical term.
I checked the reference before I came, that's right.
This is great. I love this beer. I love like a fruity, fruit forward. Is that the right? Yeah. Fruit forward flavored beer. I think it's damn good, dude.
They're very popular these days. And as Brendan likes to say, I like to add fruit to my beer, not beer to my fruit.
Right.
So you'll see you have the presence of the zest and the vanilla in this beer,
mm-hmm,
but you don't have all that sweetness to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's taste a food.
Okay. We have our gorgonzola pear and chicken salad.
Why don't you eat it, Alyssa? You're closer, so you take a bite of that and tell us about it.
This one is a chicken breast on wild arugula with Bosch pears, gorgonzola, and a balsamic vinaigrette. One of the most popular salads we have in the tap room.
Yeah.
And it goes well actually with all of our beers.
Cool.
Specifically this one.
This smells fabulous, by the way.
Was this a menu item from the beginning?
It just came on late fall.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And again, this is What's on Tap every Friday at noon with Laguna Beach Beer Company, our friends and sponsors on the canyon right next to Sawdust. Alyssa's getting the perfect bite together.
Mm-hmm. A a little bit of everything.
That's a Jersey size bite right there.
Yo, you leave my Jersey size bites alone, okay? Yeah.
Good thing we've
I have to say, before I taste this,
yeah.
Last Friday you brought pizza.
Yes.
Hands down the closest to Jersey pizza I have had yet.
Right.
I have been searching since I got here, so I'm very excited. And I ate the rest of the pie. Just throwing that out.
She talked about it all day.
Yeah. Chef Mike will be stoked to hear that.
Yeah, you should let him know for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
All right, eat your salad. We're watching Alyssa eat.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa's chewing.
Mm.
Okay.
There's a head nod.
She's reacting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And?
I'm still chewing.
I see. She took a really, really big bite.
Right.
Not a radio-friendly bite.
She had to make sure she got a little piece of everything in that bite.
I did get a little piece of everything in that bite.
What does a salad cost, by the way?
$13.
All right. $13.
Yeah. So it's an entree-sized salad.
Well.
Thank you.
It's really balanced well, because usually I'm not a huge fan of fruit in my salad. I think it gets too sweet, but it's balsamic in there, right?
Yep.
It's not a really sweet balsamic, not really tart, but it balances well with the pears, and I love the cheese in there.
Future career in food critic?
Dude, I was about to say the same thing. Where did this come from?
Yeah. I love food.
You should do it.
Have you not noticed?
No, I know that, but I just didn't know you could speak so eloquently about it. It's very, very
really
nicely
good.
Said. All right, well, let's go ahead and open our second beer while we let Alyssa enjoy her salad.
And it's Friday, so we brought Don't Be So Bitter.
Yes, one of my favorite titles.
Our ESB, which is Extra Special Bitter Style. And this is close to a English session ale, really.
Cool.
The new beers out these days are very hoppy and can be bitter. This one, not so much, hence the name.
Yeah. Go ahead. There it is. You guys should have a naming contest for a future beer. Have you considered that?
We absolutely have. So we're working in some plans right now to incorporate some of our guests and locals and maybe have a competition.
Okay.
Not only just the beer naming, but incorporate them into the brewing process.
Right on.
So they can be attached to that beer and name it, and it could be the next one up on the board.
Yeah, I love that. You guys are so punny, and you reference Laguna stuff all the time in your beer names. I think it's great.
Yeah, that's the fun part of the brewing industry is that you can get a little rock star with it and have some fun.
Yeah. I really like this one.
Yeah, it's really good. And would you, I don't know, maybe like a Newcastle or something like that? Would that be close?
Close.
As far as like an English like pub ale?
Correct.
Or something
like that?
The beer
snobs would say is nothing like a Newcastle.
Sure,
but,
of course. But I know that's not a beer you'd want to like favorably compare anything to.
But for the layman's, yes.
Sure. I am layman and I speak to the layman's. So yes. What does it mean then to be an English style ale?
Well, it's the English session ale is what I would reference it to. So they're typically more malt driven and less of the hops. And the English hops are typically a little bit more bitter and less of that fruit juicy stuff you're seeing in the hazy IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
A little more earthy.
Yeah. Color of this one's beautiful. It's like a burgundy, like a burnt orange or something like that.
But not super dark, which is good.
Yeah.
And not super dark. Very food friendly beer.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So this one would go well with what we have up next, the sandwich.
Perfect transition. Tell us about that.
It's our black and chicken sandwich. We're running as a special all weekend long. It has tomato, black and chicken spices on there, a garlic aioli, a coleslaw inside, and serve with a side of tater salad.
Okay, I'm trying this one, so give
me
that.
Go ahead, you try that one. I'm going to keep eating this then.
All right, but you have to talk while I'm eating, so.
Okay.
Well, ready, go.
It did go well, though, with the first beer. I have to say, yeah, the two fruit flavors together were really nice.
Good.
And I want to dig into this more, but I know he's eating his sandwich now.
Yeah.
So do you guys have anything going on this weekend?
So I'll fill the airwaves with what's going on while they eat. And coming up, actually, the most exciting stuff we have coming up is National Beer Day.
Ooh, always fun. When's that?
Sunday, April 7th.
That's my birthday.
And we're celebrating Alyssa's birthday.
It only makes sense.
Down in Laguna Canyon. We are celebrating her birthday with a DJ, DJ Keefe.
Okay.
And DJ Keefe's going to be there?
Yes, sir.
You know he's on our station, right?
I do.
Yeah. I love DJ Keefe.
DJ Keefe is coming down 3 to 6 on Sunday, April 7th. In addition to food specials, we're doing Keep the Glass.
Nice.
And we're also doing a bourbon barrel aged Imperial Stout release.
Ooh.
And some merchandise specials. So we're going to celebrate everything that we do, which is beer.
That's awesome.
Sunday, April 7th.
This was great. Side note.
Black and chicken sandwich.
Black and chicken sandwich, side of potato salad. And the chicken, I wouldn't call it fried, but it's almost fried.
Oven roasted.
Blackened. Really
blackened,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the, is that like a coleslaw or something that's on there?
It's a mustard coleslaw.
Yeah.
And a little bit of vinegar in there. Give it some texture and some acid. But it's a good sandwich. We did it last week and it was so popular, we brought it back.
Yeah. So this is like a limited time thing.
Just this weekend.
Right on, dude.
Nice.
Black and chicken sandwich. Is that a ciabatta?
Yes. It's actually Tolera.
I know my terms.
You know your bread.
Tolera. Well, we're so thrilled as always to do this, man, and to be in partnership with you. We love Laguna Beach Beer Company. We think it's the exact kind of thing our town needs, and you guys are carrying the torch for the sort of culture that Laguna Beach needs more than ever. So thank you.
Of course.
And thanks for being a partner of ours and sharing your beer and your food with us every week, man.
It's a pleasure. I will not try to cancel again.
Yeah, you can't cancel.
It ruins Tyler's week, everyone.
If you try to cancel, but then if you show up, I'm good. So
right.
My weekend has officially begun now.
And we'll be back on Thursday, too.
Oh, right. Yeah. They're doing a KX Takeover show next week, which, by the way, is our week of fundraising. Do you want to tease what you have in mind, or?
I should say it's really up to Tyler's discretion what we're allowed to do here.
I see. Didn't realize you were going to push the envelope
that
much.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
All right, I guess we'll talk.
Yes.
All right, cool. Rob, Laguna Beach Beer Company. Alyssa, thank you for joining us.
Anytime. Always glad.
See you next week for What's on Tap.
Cheers.